And in terms of wanting to execute a game plan, how good was this?
Yeah, obviously, I think when we went back and looked at the Minnesota tape, we had a lot of turnovers and weren't playing in structure and giving them a lot of time and space in the neutral zone. So definitely needed to tighten things up. I know we gave up 2 goals tonight, but I think our chances against were for sure down compared to our last game. And we didn't maybe get as many goals to find the back of the net with the looks that we had, but we stayed with it and didn't get frustrated and try and change our game because of it, and found a way to get 2 points.
Your goal, you just trying to make sure it didn't get out of the zone there?
Yeah, and it was a little, I didn't anticipate Cernak laying it for me there when he was kind of skating towards me, so then I just tried to throw it to the net. Not pretty at all, but the guys were going hard there and took away the goalie's eyes.
Is there any more adjectives you can come up with to describe Nikita Kucherov's game, 110 points now in the season?
He's a pretty incredible player. We're pretty fortunate to have him part of our team, and he broke the record there with the first one, and in between the intermission here, we said, we might as well not stop now, and sure enough, he goes out and gets another one, and that's the kind of player he's been this whole season, always wanting more, always trying to step up for us, and I know him, and he'll look at things in the power play and think back to some plays he wish he had back, but it's pretty incredible the impact he has every night consistently for us.
Braden Coburn used the phrase, make sure that you're rounding out your edges heading down the season. Is this the kind of game where you felt that those edges were rounded out?
Yeah, like I said, I think we kept the chances against low and found a way to create some offense in zone, off rush, and in a lot of different fashions. And we'll get rewarded if we keep up with those looks and keep playing that same way. And we've got a handful of games left here. We're still playing for something. Obviously, we get the check mark for playoffs, but our group wants to make sure we get home ice, all that good stuff, and keep fine-tuning the game.
Could you tell your favorite story about Kush, which shows maybe what kind of personality is he?
Well, a story?
Yeah.
Like I said, I think I'm just impressed by him every day in practice, always working on little things, and a lot of plays obviously that he can make that not a lot of us can. He's working on them and looking at being deceptive with his eyes, being deceptive with his passing, and like I said, it's pretty incredible to see this work ethic and a lot of success this year because of that.
Thanks, Max.